Good morning. I'm Tony Maness. It is time to talk business with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning and Happy New Year, Gabe.
Happy New Year, Tony.
Hey, it's time to start talking about that Paycheck Protection Program. Give us the local information.
Yeah, so we talked to some banks. They're the ones that are going to be doing this program. And so just to make sure that your listeners are caught up, there's about $290 billion available in aid to businesses as part of the most recent COVID relief package signed by the president last week. A lot of it's going to work the same way it worked the last time around, is as long as you spend this money on expenses such as payroll and other things like that, it will be considered a grant. The last time around, local community banks, they lent hundreds of millions of dollars, in PPP funding to help businesses. And it was, the last time around, the process was pretty confusing. They were only given a few weeks the last time around to actually come up with all the rules, and they really evolved and shifted as the program continued. So it was a lot of confusion back in, April or May when this program first rolled around. This time that the bankers are confident, it seems that they're kind of based off their past experience or a little more familiar with the program, even though there are some changes. United Security Bank in Fresno is participating once again. They might be taking applications as soon as this week. We also spoke to Suncrest Bank in Visalia, and they're actually contracting with a financial technology partner to streamline the process. It's pretty tedious to be taking a big rush of loan applications all at once. So they're actually going, using technology this time around to streamline it, and they're confident that, that'll really help the process for them. I anticipate that banks probably this week will be, announcing if they're going to be participating. A lot of them, you can go to their website to get the process started. So,
all right, Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal, Quesadilla Capital. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, speaking about businesses needing capital, trying to raise money, however they can. One local restaurant is using, another method besides loans. To expand, actually, its business. Yeah, as you mentioned, Quesadilla Gorilla started as a food truck. They sell gourmet quesadillas. Locations in Fresno, Hanford, one in Visalia, I had mentioned before. So they had a food truck that was broken down, and they had it towed to Three Rivers on the way to Sequoia National Park. It took off. So what they're doing is they're offering bonds. It's less than 2 weeks to finish the sale of bonds that they're selling. They've already raised $107,000. They want to get up to $165,000. And, you could go to a website in order to buy one of their bonds. It promises an interest rate of 6%. Better deal than, getting into debt for them. It's a better deal than like a treasury bond if you want to invest in it. What they're going to do is they're going to, going to check out their food truck location. They don't want to build brick and mortar, but they want to add a couple shipping containers out there. They want to do like a live music venue. They really want to make it look like a big thing, maybe have some other trucks out there. So really interesting. First I've heard of a local business selling actual bonds, financial instruments.
Awesome idea. Quesadilla Gorilla. Nice job, Gabe. Happy New Year. Have a decent first week back at work, buddy.
Thank you, Tony.